play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am great. Happy 4th of July weekend, Aisha.
Yes, it is America's birthday, and it's also hot as hot.
We'll just leave it there.
Leave it there. Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Rawson Scheinberg of Plymouth, Michigan. I said, think of a U.S. city with a two-word name. Add a letter to the first word without rearranging letters to name a country. Then, without adding a letter, rearrange the letters of the second word to name another country. And the city is Los Angeles. You add an A to LOS and you get Laos. And then you can rearrange the letters of Angeles to get Senegal.
Oh, okay. There were more than 2,000 correct entries this week. And our winner is Elaine Neal of Derby, Kansas. Congratulations, Elaine.
Thank you.
So how did you figure out this week's answer? Did it come to you like immediately?
My first thought was Jefferson City, Missouri, because I'm from Missouri, and that's not it. And the next thought was, well, Laos out of Los Angeles. And then it took me a couple of seconds to figure out that it was Senegal.
Well, you got it, and you're the winner this week. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been playing off and on for about 20 years. I don't always submit something.
Okay, so now you finally made it. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I have 5 grandchildren that keep me busy. I do genealogy, and then, of course, I love to play word puzzles and read.
Well, I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As ready as I can be.
All right, you are ready. Take it away, Will.
All right, Elaine, you sound like my kind of person. I like the way you collect things. And Aisha, I'm going to give you 2 5-letter words. Add the same 2 letters at the end of the first word and the start of the second word, in each case to complete a familiar 7-letter word. For example, if I said later, L-A-T-E-R, and ready, R-E-A-D-Y, you would add A-L to make lateral and already.
Okay.
So here you go. Your first one is habit, H-A-B-I-T, and tempt, T-E-M-P-T. What 2 letters can you put at the end of habit?
Gosh, you got me stumped on that first word.
We'll try number 2. I'll tell you the first one. Do you know it, Aisha?
Yes. So habitat,
yes,
and attempt.
Good job. All right. Elaine, here's your new number 1. Leighton, L-A-T-E-N, and press, P-R-E-S-S.
So that would be Cyprus.
Yes. And latency. Try blank, B-L-A-N-K, and Ching, C-H-I-N-G.
Blanket and
yes.
Etching.
Etching, good one. Since, S-I-N-C-E, venue, V-E-N-U-E.
Okay. Oh, revenue and sincere?
Sincere, yes. How about shack, S-H-A-C-K, and groom, G-R-O-O-M.
Okay.
The second word is something that there never seems to be enough of on an airplane.
Oh, shackle and legroom.
That's it. And here's your last one. Surge, S-U-R-G-E, stage, S-T-A-G-E.
Okay. Oh, surgeon and on stage.
You got it.
That was trickier than it seemed, but you did a great job. How do you feel?
I'm ready for a nap.
I like that.
That was some work. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Elaine, what member station do you listen to?
KMUW on Wichita State University.
That's Elaine Neal of Derby, Kansas. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Well, next weekend is the 186th convention of the National Puzzlers League in Bloomington, Indiana, which I'll be attending, as always. And 2 other people who will be there are Henry Picciotto and Joshua Cosman, who created this week's challenge. Name 2 words that are opposites They share a single letter. Remove that shared letter from each word, put a hyphen between the two starting words, and you'll get a term you sometimes see in food ads. What are these two words? So again, two words that are opposites. They share a letter, drop that shared letter, put a hyphen between the two parts, and you'll get a hyphenated word that you sometimes see in food ads. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, July 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Week in Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.